now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we appreciate you joining our show. If you have any questions for us, kindly send those to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's a long, long line of letters, but you can do it. info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and we're going to answer some of those a little bit later on the program. All right, let's get back to our topics of the day, James. An associate of a prestigious law firm with 19 names, and you'll explain that, is accused of engaging in child pornography. Maybe didn't have enough work to do.
Well, not only that, the work is pretty boring. This guy, Joshua Gessler, 41-year-old guy, he was with the firm of Arnold and Porter, very prestigious firm.
Oh, that's a short
in
name.
Washington.
Arnold and Porter.
That's right, and it used to be Arnold and Porter. Abe Fortas, the Supreme Court Justice.
Yes,
was
Justice
with that
Fortas.
Firm. Well, this fellow was producing some child pornography.
Oh, he's producing.
And he was charged with one count of production and 5 counts of possession of child pornography.
Oh, my goodness.
He's 41, and he met a 15-year-old girl online and arranged to take sexual pictures of her. And this began in May as a search for the missing teen. I mean, she's not such a great, you know, she's not exactly a Girl Scout of America.
Right.
But she plays fast and loose with her body. But they found 9 explicit photos that traced back to Gessler on her computer or something.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Any rate, he was with Arnold and they call him now Arnold and Porno. Arnold and Porter. The Venerable, they call it the Venerable Washington Law Firm.
Yes, prestigious.
Well, even Venerable, even the mighty must fall.
As they say.
Victim to lust.
Yes.
And Gessler fell victim to lust, paid her $200 to take pictures, and he said when he was making it, he'd give her the $200 to meet up with her, provided she was not camera shy. And
oh,
she obviously was not camera shy.
This guy's 41 years old. His life is now in
shambles.
Well,
yeah, but he's in...
He's an attorney.
He's a fan.
This guy can't get a date.
He likes bondage gear.
Oh, he does.
Velcro-style straps for the teen's wrists and ankles. As well as a dog collar. Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, he's a wonderful fellow.
He
went to George Mason Law School. He's an associate in Arnold Porter. Probably makes between $250,000 and $300,000
a year.
And he's a resident of McLean, Virginia, which is a very high town.
Yes.
In fact, many lawyers live there, and so do some of the Supreme Court justices live there.
Yes.
So it's now a den of porn.
Oh,
so,
well.
Any rate, that's the lawyers today.
Yep.
Lawyers, who needs them?
That guy you don't need.
Right.
Let him handle your case.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, large New York law firm, speaking of law firms, this is the one with 16 names, is ordered to pay attorney's fees for bringing a frivolous lawsuit. Now, you know what? It's about time.
Well, this firm is Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison. And another firm, Lowenstein & Sandler, brought a case involving, we talked about this case some time ago a little bit. And what the case is about is that they said, they represented one of the presumed heirs of a billionaire by the name of Ronald Perlman.
Perlman, yes.
And the action claimed that Perlman's former father-in-law had promised a larger share of his estate to his ex-wife before her death in 2007, or to the couple's daughter, a share equaling that given to the ex-wife's brother. Now, here, they're lawyers. They bring this lawsuit. They know that a will has to be in writing.
Right.
And it has to be witnessed according to the laws of the jurisdiction. And you can't, that there's hearsay. You can't go, well, he said that she said. There's also, many jurisdictions have what we call the dead man statute.
The dead man
statute. Where you can't use the testimony of someone who's dead if you yourself will benefit from that gift. If you either take by, from, or through that person.
So
now, not every state has them. New York does. But it has the dead man statute.
But they should have known this, correct?
Obviously. That's why it was frivolous. It was ridiculous. They should have. And they're big. At any rate, they have to pay $1.96, not two, but $1.96 million.
It's not enough.
In fees. And they said, wait a second.
Well,
we're so prestigious that the very fact that you found we brought a frivolous litigation besmirches and our reputation. You mean they're so big that you shouldn't have to pay money because their great reputation was besmirched. Well, let me tell you something. If they did what they did, they ought to pay money, and their reputation can't be besmirched because it shouldn't be there in the first place.
They're the ones who are responsible for it.
This is hubris when you got that. That's
hubris.
Arrogance. That's,
yes,
that
you're
is,
right. At the highest levels.
I'm telling you.
It's high hubris.
You shouldn't have a money sanction because we're such big shots and so prestigious that when we do something wrong, when we do something filthy,
right,
we should not be besmirching is sufficient. Anyway, two candidates for Attorney General in New York State used to be with that firm. I don't blame them for leaving. One was a fellow who was in, went to the Naval Academy, was an engineer, went to law school, and then he was an associate with Paul Weiss Rifkin for a while, and then he became an assistant U.S. attorney and got out of there. And another one was in there, he was also with them, Eric DiNallo. The first guy is Sean Coffey. Eric DiNallo was also with Paul Weiss Rifkin and Garrison, and he left, too. He was there for 4 years. Doing some very, he was also a litigation associate, which means all you do is paperwork in those firms.
Right.
And they got, at least I give these people credit, they
for
left.
Leaving. All right.
They left. And
all right.
That gives them credit toward being attorney general.
All right.
They should take seriously that these are qualified candidates because they left Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison.
And all we can
and
say.
And I want to tell you, that is a garrison.
That
over
is.
There.
That is. They need a fort with the way they do business.
Well, they do business, but it's
now,
you know.
But here's a lawyer that's topped them. It's,
yes.
This is history. This is historic. This is a historic
yes,
moment.
You talk about.
This is historic.
You talk about hubris. Get
this
a load
is
of this.
Lawyer. A lawyer is suspended for billing more than 24 hours of the
can
day.
Can you believe that? But I'm going to tell you something. This is not in Ohio. This guy billed the government for more than 24 hours a day.
Oh, wait. He billed the government?
Well,
they deserve it.
He was working for poor clients, and he decided he didn't want to be like his clients. He wanted
no,
to be a rich lawyer
exactly.
representing poor clients.
So
he billed more than 24 hours a day,
yes,
claiming sometimes only 20 hours a day. And I want to tell you something. If a guy is working that much, you don't want him to represent you because he's got to fall asleep on his feet.
He's exhausted.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why does he know what he's doing?
But 24
so
hours in a day.
He didn't keep time records, although I don't believe, that I don't believe in. I believe you should get away from this billable hours because that's itself a fraud, what they
right,
do.
Right.
But anyway, but many years ago in a case in which the famous IBM case, which was the granddaddy of all these huge antitrust cases, one of the lawyers billed 27 hours. 27 hours for a day because he claimed he was going from New York to California and picked up three additional hours on the time. That's right.
Well, but
so
in that case, he actually did pick up 3 hours.
Can you believe what he's worth? 27 hours with no sleep? I mean, come on.
He wasn't on the red eye. He was on the closed eye.
Well, that's right. So this guy, that's how it is. Lawyers, who needs them?
Jeez. Well, we hope you don't need one right now, or at least you like to listen to stories about ones you don't need. So don't go away. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.